If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sing. Hi there. After a two-year hiatus, the Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival was back in full swing at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon. Our little village was bussing with bluegrass tunes as bands performed at venues all over town for 3 days in June of 2022. Since 2003, this popular festival has brought amazing music from the finest artists in bluegrass like the James King Band, Balsam Range, and Breaking Grass to Haines Junction. With this episode, we kick off the presentation of some of the bands from the 2022 Kluane Mountain Bluegrass Festival, starting with Under the Rocks from Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. This band has been together since 2016, but started as a duo years earlier. Current band members are Chris Baxter on banjo and mandolin, Jordan Clausen on guitar, Drew Schultz on bass, and Chloe Davidson, a three-time provincial fiddle champion and Canadian Masters competitor. The group takes its inspiration from old and new influences in American bluegrass to make creative, reflective, relevant, and entertaining music. Under the Rocks pride themselves on their energetic and dynamic performances. They blend exciting instrumentals, melodic harmonies, and thoughtful lyrics. This combination might entice you to sit and take it all in or get up to dance and sing along. There is something there for everyone to enjoy. And here they are, Under the Rocks.
How is this true? Thank you very much. How's it going out there? All right. This is the song off our first record, which we also have here. We call it Live Off the Floor. There's a proverb, I believe, that says, if you want a song written about you, you should date a musician. And if you want a second one, all you got to do is break up with them. So this is one of those tunes. It's called My Heart. And I told you that I loved you every day, but you weren't around to hear it. When you finally got near it, that's when I got running scared. And I think it was a sin that I never let you in. But my heart was not prepared. That's when I got run scared, and I think it was a sin that I never let you in. My heart was not prepared. I told you that I loved you every day, but I never saw your fate. Finally you won place, so honey, I got running scared, and I know it seems so wrong the way that I strung you along. My heart just wasn't there. I'd like to know what life could be like. My heart wasn't so small, alright. Every day, in fact, I even wrote it down. There are letters to you that I never gave you, and I think they're still around. I know it may seem weird, the way I love just disappeared. My heart could not be found, and I'll never know what it would be like. I had given them my all, but I'd like to know what life could be like. My heart wasn't so small.
This is another tune off of our new album called Still Reeling, but we're going to add to it a Liz Carroll fiddle tune called Ann Lacey's. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, beautiful people. So my name is Jordan Clausen. On my left here, your right, on the banjo is Christopher Baxter. On my right, your left, is Chloe Davidson. And in the back on the bass, this is Drew Schultz. We are Under the Rocks. We're from Kelowna, B.C. We're so happy to be here. This is a tune off our new album. Does anyone know what it's called? It's called Home, yeah. Thank you.
So a few years back at the Kelowna Fiddle Contest, I was there accompanying some of my students, and my mom was there as well, and this old man came up to her and said, "I have something important to talk to you about," and he told her, "I'm sick, and I'm not sure how much longer I have. And I've seen your daughter play since she was this high, and her playing just means a lot to me. So I want to put her on my will and give her all my music stuff, so books and tapes and records and all that jazz." And I've never even met the man in my life, probably seen him at the contests over the years and smiled, and he was too shy to come up to me and tell me this. So my mom told me this after the contest over dinner, and I was just blown away and thought, I have to do something. And I had recently written this fiddle tune, and so took it to the band and we arranged it and decided to dedicate it to him. So this one's for Dan. Thank you.